Right, let's kick off with some football. Mamelodi Sundowns bowed out of the CAF Champions League after defeat against Esperance in their semi-final last night. It's a 1-0 defeat, 2-0 on aggregates, which led Masandawana to their elimination from the comp. Bafana Bostyle coach Rulani Mokoena believes the defeat comes as a result of mistakes made in their tactics. The upside, however, is that the Kloerkop side have qualified for next year's FIFA Club World Cup alongside Moroccan side Wydad Casablanca, as well as Al Ahli, who have automatically qualified because of the fact that they are defending champions of the CAF Champions League. They are holders of the 2021 and 2023 CAF Champions League. And then Aston Villa boss Unai Emery hopes his team can end an unbelievable season in their Premier League's top four. A win at home to Chelsea tonight would take them 9 points clear of Tottenham, but they'll have played three games more. Emery says they need to make the most of the opportunity in front of them.
We are contender to be, but we had to fight with another opponent like Tottenham, and it's going to be very, very difficult. But of course, now we are adding another objective now is to try to get Champions League position.
And then over to some rugby. Werner Kok celebrated his 50th appearance for the Hollybet Sharks with a hat-trick against Scarlets in Wales. Now, the team lost to Glasgow Warriors last week, but beat Scarlets 32-27 in the United Rugby Championship last night. The Vodacom Bulls are expected to have a tough task at Loftus-Versfeld against the Ospreys this afternoon. The Emirates Lions face Munster in Johannesburg. And then when the Stormers face Leinster in Cape Town this evening, prop Brock Harris will become the first player to reach 150 appearances for the team in the URC. And then ending off with some tennis, 22-time Grand Slam tennis champion Rafael Nadal says he'll continue to give his all on the court, even if he knows he's not at his best. Now, he continues his recovery from injury today with a second round match against Alex de Minaur at the Madrid Open. The Spaniard insists he'll battle through the pain as best as he can.
I try to play at my 100%, but I can't give my 100% every day. But I give my 100% every day.
That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faida Crouch.